flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's go around the NFL in the Loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, we were just talking about snow days. And because obviously it's snowing Houston.
Yes.
Right. That's
a little bit.
It's very notable.
Just a little.
Just a little bit of a tease ahead.
I couldn't tell at first.
Yeah. That's right. A little bit of a tease ahead. What's popping? There will be some snow talk as well. I apologize if you're fed up with it, but there will be a little bit of snow talk because it is indeed what is popping.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're talking about that. Various people talking about their snow day activities and the things that they're doing. Shout out to the listener from the 719. They live in Colorado Springs, and we actually got more snow than they did. Now
that's crazy.
They do have a temperature of -9, so I feel like we probably still win there.
Yeah.
But we being Colorado on precipitation.
Trust me, we don't want no parts of -9 down here.
Not the slightest.
I'll take some snow.
And if we don't want no parts of -9, Brandon on the YouTube's talking about the worst that he remembers is waking up in Canada to -53. And
God.
That's not even a real thing in my brain.
Oh.
My brain doesn't even compute that.
Good Lord, -50. What do you do with that? Like, literally, what do you... That's not even a snow day.
I have a single word for what to answer your question. Hibernate.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You sleep it off.
And just wait for it to pass.
That is... At least that's my plan of attack.
Don't leave the house.
Like, just lower my body temperature or lower my blood, my heart rate and hope that I can go into hibernation mode and just wake up when it's over.
Yeah.
That's my personal idea. But yeah, stay safe out there, especially if you're out there in these streets. Because you might end up like John Lopez with your truck on the side of the road. All right, let's go around the NFL. Oh, actually, before we move any further, I did mention also one more thing on the snow day, which is that Brandon Scott, our guy B. Scott from Hiram Clark, he had been playing with the babies. He had lost his phone in the snow. I just got a text.
Oh, did
as
you?
We were starting the
he
segment.
He found the phone.
He found his phone.
There we go.
The phone is found. So expect to hear B. Scott from Hiram Clark at 11:20 in the next segment. But right now, let's go around the NFL, which is brought to you by Quick Assist. Tired of the hassle of selling your tickets? Say goodbye to the stress and let their experts get you the best price. Download Quick Assist from your app store today and they'll handle the rest. That's QUICKASYST, Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. I begin with the thing that I mentioned in that, what was the second segment of the show, with the Los Angeles Rams. Los Angeles Rams bounced out of the playoffs by the Philadelphia Eagles this past weekend in the divisional round. And immediately one of the things that shows up, I guess, are some of the guys that are a little bit older in that locker room, right? They have a little bit of a changing of the guard eras wise for them when they were, you know, gearing up to try and push for that Super Bowl. Remember the F them picks time period.
Mm-hmm.
And they've, interestingly enough, it's one of the major things about this Rams team is they've turned around that defense with drafting in the second on day two and day three of the draft. And they've hit on all those. But now you're coming with young guys that are filling in those spots. However, some of the old guys are still there. Matt Stafford, one of those. He seems to have proved that maybe he has a little bit more juice.
I think so. He got a little bit. He just got to stay healthy, stay on the field.
Yeah, and I'm not sold about that, to be honest. No, I'm not. And maybe I should have questions about this guy's receiver. Cooper Kupp said yesterday that there is, quote, no doubt in his mind that he wants to play football next season. And while he would love to be in L.A., he has no control what will happen in the offseason. So that actually brings up an interesting question, as this is a team that clearly these Texans are going to need a wide receiver next year. Cooper Kupp is a guy who has dealt with a decent amount of injury, and he has a level of age that we were talking about as well. Is Cooper Kupp an interesting idea at all to you for, like, potentially wide receiver? I know that a lot of people look for wide receiver in the draft this year, relatively early for the Texans, but if you were inclined to go for a veteran at all, would Cooper Kupp interest you at all?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that worries me is, you know, we talked about salary earlier, and I mean, you know, his cap hit is, what, $29 million? Next year, I believe. I'm looking at it.
Yeah,
right,
but
right
I think
now.
I think you'd be talking about probably a buyout. I don't know that they would, or not a buyout, but they would. You know, they have a option, or they have an out there where they. I don't think that they would be like, "Hey, we're going to
on
trade
the line
him
for all of that."
Yeah. I don't think that. Yeah. I feel like you'd be signing him up for something.
Much cheaper than that. I would hope.
Because if we're talking about this at the cap hit that he's at, I think that's the reason why there's an uncertainty if he'll be back with the Rams next season.
Yeah. And let's be realistic here. He's already seen his replacement. His replacement is already there. Puka Nacua has basically become the number one there. So he sees the writing on the wall, I believe, you know, for many factors. He's been hurt the past couple years as well.
31 years old, similar injury situation. Yeah. Like at that point, I do wonder, would you feel more comfortable with Stephon Diggs because he has been in your system, although his injury is more recent and he is actively having to rehab it?
I mean, if you can get Cooper Kupp, you know, for not necessarily on the cheap, but cheaper than what he would make, you know, if he were to stay with the Rams, I think you can go for that. But, you know, you're going to have to pay him almost $30 million, then there's no way.
Yeah, I can't. And
not trading for him, you know, straight up like that.
No, and I wouldn't want to give up assets in that situation. You already traded for Stephon Diggs last year. I don't want to have what ends up being like an asset drain. That's one of the things I absolutely hate about an organization is when it just feels like you're slowly dripping assets and then you look up and they're not there for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, 936 says they'd much rather trade for Garrett Wilson or Tyreek. I'm interested more, clearly going to be more interested in Garrett Wilson because of the
age
that exists there, right? Tyreek is an interesting one. I do wonder how he, if that works well with what you're doing. And of course, I guess we'll have to have the conversation about what's the offense look like next year. Like, do you have an offense that is similar either from Bobby Slowick remaining here or another Shanahan type disciple as that offense continues to take over the lead? Or is there a situation where you could see a different offensive philosophy come in that maybe, you know, has the opportunity to utilize that deep threat a little bit better?
I think it's possible to see a different philosophy come in. I mean, and that goes to, you know, we haven't touched on it much here yet, but I know at some point, you know, is Bobby Slowick going to be back? That's like the lingering question or elephant in the room, whatever you want to call
it.
You know, and I was talking to a buddy Saturday during that game, and I'm like, you know, if they keep settling for field goals, I mean, I can see this being, you know, not the, I guess, final straw, but a huge determining factor in them just saying, okay, this offense just isn't it with Bobby Slowick. You know what I mean? And potentially moving on. Now, if they don't do that, obviously, we talked about it earlier, there's going to be a lot of changes. We talked about offensive line. They need another receiver. I'm still not sure if Stephon Diggs is going to be back. And I mean, even if he is, we don't know where he's going to be coming off that injury.
Yeah, and I mean, you see the videos of rehab, but I want to do a project. I mean,
we see guys working out all the time.
Right, exactly. The Workout Chronicles. We are officially in the offseason, although he was obviously working out prior. But yeah, I'm interested in going back and looking, just, and not that it's going to be the end all be all because different dudes rehab in different ways. But coming back off of ACLs, especially if I could find it at a certain age for different wide receivers, what that looks like. But continuing around the NFL, we circle back around to the AFC South, the division that your Houston Texans still won back to back years. Don't forget that. And it's one that we've talked about as, hey, man, this is there for the taking for the foreseeable future with the way the teams have run. I'm interested, does this change your mind at all as the Colts are hiring former Bengals defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo to take over those same duties in Indianapolis? So he will now be their defensive coordinator for the Colts. He has been in charge of a couple of defenses that have not been all that good the last couple years for the Bengals. This year in particular.
I was going to say,
pretty putrid.
They were horrible this year defensively. The only reason they were
29th in yards. Not that yards is the best way to look
at
it.
But I mean, in points, they weren't much better.
No, they were not.
As far as ranking.
Let me get you the good old EPA here soon, and you can enjoy just how poorly it looks there as well.
So I mean, I don't know how big of a difference he makes for the Colts defense.
And that's why I asked the question, because Lou Anarumo has been in charge of some strongly heralded defenses in those years prior to that, and of course even this year's defense, they tightened up. When they were like, when they're behind started to pucker, they're like,
exactly.
Wait, let's get together. And they tightened up a little bit.
It was still too late by then.
It was very much too late. And it still wasn't great. But I also acknowledge the Cincinnati Bengals historically have been a deeply, deeply cheap franchise.
And yes.
They got Joe Burrow, and it looked like they got their act together for a little bit. And then free agency came, and you saw the likes of Jesse Bates and some of those other really good defensive players leave. And so I asked myself, how much of that is also not having the support and investment of a franchise to actually give you talented players? Because, again, Lou Anarumo was looked at as a potential head coaching candidate not like a year or two ago.
A couple years ago, yeah.
Because of how good he was at scheming up defense. So I do wonder, does that give you any level of pause in division that you go from Gus Bradley, who, I don't know how he keep getting jobs in the NFL, right? and as a defensive coordinator, to now Lou Anarumo, who at least a couple years ago was looked at as a very, very good defense coordinator.
I mean, it can maybe make you pause a little bit, but again, like you just mentioned, you know, we talk about schemes and coaches and coordinators all the time, but you still got to have the dogs to pull the sled.
It's not,
man.
The X's and O's, it's the Jimmys and Joes.
There you go. You got to have the dogs out there pulling that sled.
I like that. You made it a little snow reference. Dogs pulling the sled.
I do what I can every now and then. I do what I can. But you got to have the players. So we talk about even you can look at the Houston's. Texans offense this season and offensive line. You know, we thought they had the players. Now that could be more scheme, but we thought they had the players. But obviously, we're talking about replacing 2 to 3 guys on the offensive line this offseason. So apparently, they did not have all the players there in place.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
That they thought was going to take them to the next level as far as that offensive line.
Yeah, I'll be completely honest. Yeah. I am very interested in what that Colts team will look like under Lou Anarumo. Even though EPA wise, evenly efficiency wise, they were 27th. So like the Bengals rather.
Yeah, Bengals.
Compared to the Colts, who were, I mean, they were 14th EPA wise. That was not.
I mean, that's middle of the road. Yeah.
And we know that they have some talent on that defense. Yeah. I mean, and they've drafted some good ones too. Like that defensive line probably shows some possesses things that can be problems for you. Obviously, ultimately, where that team goes, it'll be can Shane Steichen elevate the level of play of Anthony Richardson. But I think that defense can be really interesting under Lou Anarumo. I feel like, hey, look, the AFC South made a hire that was pretty good. Now, continuing around the NFL, here's an AFC South looking stupid as Ben Johnson, formerly the offensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions, will now be the head coach of the Chicago Bears. He's agreed to take that job in division for him. And it makes sense. Like, that is a team that has a young quarterback with a lot of talent and a defense with some nice personnel involved there as well. So it feels like, hey, that's a pretty nice situation. Now, you, in talking about this before the show, you brought up one big issue that keeps popping up when you talk about the Chicago Bears, and that is...
But they're just a mess.
That's right.
They're again, I told you, I was in Chicago for a few years, covered the Bears a little bit, and it just seems like anytime it seems like they've gotten it right, it's still wrong.
It's somehow wrong.
It's just, I'm not one that really believes in, I'm not real superstitious and believe in curses and all that, but it just feels like they are cursed. You know what I mean? Like, they just cannot get it right, no matter what regime.
Pretty bad ownership, too.
And that's really what it comes down to, is the ownership, because the ownership is the one making most of these decisions.
Yeah.
Well, as far as who to bring in, as far as the regime.
Right. And they've stuck. I mean, this is another instance. Ryan Poles was one of those guys that I know Bears fans in particular were clamoring to get out of there. He's still in charge. He makes this hire, which I imagine is a good one. We'll see if they continue to put the good things. But, I mean, that's a defensive line that has Montez Sweat, that has, obviously, Jalen Johnson and Kevin Byard and Jaquan Brisker, like a really good defensive secondary. Like, and we saw them this year. Like, they have some nice things working there. So
they got some pieces.
We'll see if also, remember when early on in the coach carousel, when it was floated out there that the Bears were concerned about Ben Johnson's like leadership stuff, like he has the scheme but can he be kind of
all smoke screens?
Yeah, I was like, do you believe that to be a smoke screen, or is that going to be something that we actually have to watch for him in his tenure as the head coach?
Yeah,
I imagine, yes, you're probably right.
Yeah,
in that
all
way.
Smoke screens.
The reason why I tie that to the AFC South is that according to Diana Russini, the Jaguars were interested in Ben Johnson, but she was told that the setup that they have was not in line with what he was looking for in his first head coaching job. And I will do my best to be a front office translator, and that means he definitely didn't want to work with Trent Baalke. That's what it sounded like.
I was going to say set up in terms of the front office, probably, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, that was the weird situation when you had Shad Khan and Trent Baalke on a on a video conference call with the media, at which point Shad Khan basically says, with Trent Baalke sitting right there, I mean, yeah, if a coach comes in and says that they want to, like, you know, have a different structure, I'd be willing to hear him out, and if they're right, we would change it. And I'm like, dog.
Right next to you.
But if you're that willing, why not make the change?
Right, yes.
And it feels like, again, reading between the lines, that might also have been exactly what lost them out on the most coveted coaching candidate cycle.
So in Ben Johnson's estimation, the Jaguars are an even bigger mess than the Bears.
Ooh, that's a great way of putting it. I like that. Hey, Jaguars.
That's what I read.
Hold that.
That's right? What I read.
There are people in the industry that look around at the Jaguars and like, I'd rather go to the Bears.
Yeah. That's how I read that.
That is tough.
And I'm someone that still believes Trevor Lawrence can be maybe not exactly what we thought he would coming in, but can still be a good, really good quarterback.
Good starter, you know, in the league.
Yeah. I mean, I still think he can be
one. One would imagine so, but they're going to have to find themselves probably a head coach or at least an offensive coordinator with the system to do that in a strong way. We'll see, man. This has been a weird coaching cycle because I look at some of these jobs and I'm like, I don't love them, but they're out there, man. Shout out to Ben Johnson also not going to the Raiders as possibly reported. And I was like,
they thought they were getting, like, Raiders fans, I should say, they thought they were getting Ben Johnson.
They really
thought that.
I don't know who the hell they think they are.
Ah, yeah.
Like, man, somebody got to come and coach this. O'Connell? O'Donnell?
Yeah. I think it's O'Connell.
Yeah. Somebody going to want to come coach Aiden. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us. Coming up next, let's see if the phone of one Brandon K. Scott has thawed out from being in the snow. Let's see if we can get some B. Scott thoughts next.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.